Continue from John chapter 5 as we've had the past couple of days. So if you were at Mass or if you can go back to find that those scripture verses, it takes a lot of energy to really sit with these scriptures. It's not such a simple, easy reading. These can't be your social media posts to get 1,000 likes because how inspirational you are. There's some deep truth here that requires a quiet meditation upon this living word of God. As Jesus is trying to convince the people and us of who he is, that he is sent by the Father, and that he says so clearly, if you really believed the scriptures, the Old Testament, if you really believed what Moses said, did, and taught, then you would have no problem believing me. Which is why, as good Catholics, we need to be so familiar with the sacred scriptures, so familiar with the plight and the condition and the hope of the chosen people from the Old Testament, so that Jesus makes sense to us in light of salvation, and not just a band-aid or a remedy or a good thing to make my life better so I can live my best life now, but as the fulfillment of the promise, that long-awaited hope. But if you were at Mass yesterday, if you heard those readings, that first reading we had where the people didn't really believe who God is. They didn't believe the testimony about God the Father. And that's what happened in the first reading again today, that episode of the molten calf, the golden calf, that the people got tired of waiting on Moses who went up to talk to God, so they created their own idol and began to worship their own way. Although claiming that this was the one true God, they just created their own liturgy, they created their own way of worship. Because what they expected to happen or what they wanted to happen wasn't coming true, so they went their own way. In much the same way, the Jews in the gospel today are not allowing Jesus to be the one whom he is. They have formulated in their own mind who the Messiah, how the Messiah would be. And since Jesus doesn't match their expectations, they reject him. How often do we do the same? We put God in our box. And then when we don't get to be his puppet master, when he doesn't act the way that we want him to act, when he doesn't answer our prayers when he wants to answer them, when I want him to answer them, I go and make my own way. I create my own idol of who God is and how God is. I reject the one sent by the Father. This season of Lent is this beautiful time to kind of come face to face with this harsh reality of the stubbornness of our heart, the hardness of our heart, as God said in the first reading. Not to condemn us, not to make us feel filled of guilt and shame, but as a springtime, as an opening, as an awakening, to realize that I still need Jesus every day of my life, because without him, I'm really dead in my sin. I'm dead in my self-expectation. And then we can relate this to our own human relationships, especially marriages. How much strife is caused because someone doesn't meet my expectations. Whether I communicate them well or not, I place a burden on someone else to perform the way that I want them to perform, and when they don't, I go my own way. I allow division to come in between these holy relationships. As we prayed in that opening prayer, we allow this season of Lent to be a school for us, to teach us who God is, how God is, and what we and who we are called to be. Jesus came to reveal the merciful face of the Father. Are we ready to accept it?